Sad eyes, where you going like A little thing came off of my thing over here, and my foot was rolling around on it, and I thought I was hallucinating. That's the last thing I need right now. Start tripping after listening to the head and the heart, and I've got to come out here and play some music. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope you have a good time tonight. Thank you for coming. It's sort of an interesting get together. I kind of like this concept. It's kind of nifty. Hope you all enjoy it. Hope it's not a pain in the ass.
Stay on me, my own, true, not to go by.
This is my good friend Tim Reynolds. I was watching the head and the heart from the side over here, and my son, my three-year-old son, he said to me, well, he said to my wife, but it sounds better if it's more personal. So he said to me, is that the Beatles? I said, maybe. Obviously, I didn't, because he didn't really say it to me, but my wife was next to me, and she said that. I really appreciate everybody being here. you very much, everybody. We just start real slow and then fizzle. And then Tim Reynolds over here. My hand's going crazy. It's not even my hand anymore. It's a zombie hand. Sorry. Just trying to keep it real. The time before the last time I was in this theater, I got to pull Conan's little thing. I don't know if you ever watched Conan O'Brien, but he has a little thing that you pull. It's not that little, but you pull on it. He invited me here to pull on it. So I did. I was just being friendly. Hey Dave, I'm gonna be in town. Would you come? Yeah, no problem.
Let's
Thank you. I hope everything sounds okay. I hope we're doing all right for you. Thank you very much. This is the first song that I ever finished, I think. I write a lot of songs that, well, I can't call them that. I don't finish a lot of stuff. That was my problem in high school, too. Still my problem. My bones are rotting and I still can't finish anything. Rotten bones. Not all of them. My toe bone is awesome. Yeah, just write half songs. Because they're all too long anyway. Good lord. Good idea. It's my problem. Thank you. place, but I came after I took my family and a couple other people. We went out into the bush in Botswana and we met all the sand, but bushmen, there's a more appropriate name. But these people, but they did some, they were amazing. They did some pretty freaky shit in front of us. But they made me feel like that I was everything that was wrong with the world. And when someone said, you know, if you don't, one of the people who was there was also trying to sort of help their territory and said, you know, if you don't save your territory, if you don't let us help you, you know you're going to go extinct. And they kind of laughed and they said, well, if we go extinct, where do you think you're going? enjoy yourselves. And then they just laughed at us. Like, because I think they were also laughing a lot because I felt like the fattest pig in the world. Next to that, like, I was like, running through the desert. You know, my boobs are shaking. I'm drinking water, like, you know, trying to get as much as I can into myself, and just sweating. But the sweat, you're not even wet. Just like, cycles turning into a salt lake. Just the water's gone, and they're just laughing. And they're like rolling, they're rolling cigarettes and just laughing at us. Like, this is great. Covered in, slathered up in sunblock. And anyway, but there was some inspirational stuff too. Yeah. I'm very, very fond of Head of the Heart. I hope that you seem to have a good time too. I noticed that you all enjoyed that. You probably know them. Some clapping along and stuff like this. This was good. They were good, right? That's what I'm talking about, right? As my friend Mark Basson used to say, sounds like music. Yeah. And then we would get high. And then it sounded more like music. Everything sounded like music. Those were the days, my friend. I don't know. That's the song I'm working on. I know, seriously, what are you talking about? Yeah, it's my friend Eric over here. So I don't mind if he just keeps putting me in my place. Oh, Eric, come on. I said, you know, it's not very often, it's just every once in a while. Very rarely, in my case, because I'm. That's good. That's what they all say, don't they? That's my guess. I'm having a conversation over here with Eric. I know you probably can't hear him, but I got it loud and clear. I'm just trying to remember how it goes. But I just said I saw a bear on the side of the road. Yeah, if I saw a bear on the side of the road, I was getting high. Yeah. One must stop oneself when one makes no sense. Oh, Lord. That's just... Let's see. How can you get serious again? Is it tear me to pieces that is increasing. And the tourniquet's not keeping hold. In spite of how I'm twisting. Earlier when I put the hard hat on, I had to set it to the big size. Because over Thanksgiving, me and some of my big-headed friends had a competition. And the last time we had the competition measuring our heads, size of our heads, I didn't even you know, finish in the top five. Which I was like, well, I got a big head. And then my sister and my brother, they took me out. I was out. My friend Alex, his big head, beat me, and other big head people were winning and coming in with their ribbons and bullshit. And then, but this year, thanks to an excessive drinking problem, I can't point to anything else. Well, habit. I think problem is a little excessive, Dave. I agree entirely. So I got to just tell you, number one. Both around the front here, around the brow, number one. Then here to here, which I don't think is fair because some people are more bald than others, number one. And then the last one, the Bo Peep. Number one. Big giant head. So when I put the hard hat on over there, it sat on top of my Mr. Potato Head. And so I made more space. Sorry, rambling. Sorry, fellas. Shut up. We got some telling. There's something more serious. Crazy.
Thank you. satellites come from the moon. I'm over the orbit, picked on the Mars station. Thank you.
never again may fall upon the one that's so adored. Excuse me, please, one more drink. Could you make stars out? Don't be patient. No, my heart, my race is gone. One more drink and I move on.
Out of my head.
I'm gonna play this because I like the middle section a lot. Thank you very much. radio. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you all very much. It's kind of an interesting idea, and thank you for this evening and the idea of all us hanging out and feeling good about ourselves. So I just think it's a kind of a neat idea, and thank you for coming and making it happen. Maybe we can call somewhat of a, some kind of old fashioned, you know, kind of a thing. Spread the idea around, you know. Go home. So thanks so much for playing along, and I hope you all find something good and worthwhile and to give to. I'm sure you all do, and it's nice of you to come, and I hope we did our part. Right on. My wife was studying medicine here. That's why we came to Seattle years ago. But we drove across the country. But one time we went over to Italy. She was studying herbal medicine over there, and I got to just hang out and eat cheese and drink wine, which is one of my favorite things to do, as my head will attest. But this is a song that kind of happened there, even though it's sort of a, I don't know what necessarily anything is about, but I send this out to my dear love who's here tonight.
Thank you.
much, everybody, and also want to thank the head of the hop for starting the show tonight. It was a great pleasure to share the stage with them. This is a, this is a quiet little song, but I like it.
Fair enough, he says. Fair enough, y'all. Yeah.
Some time with me. wishing I was far away. Wherever I dreamed I was, you were there with me. Sister, I hear you laugh. My heart feels full of keep me, please. Sister, when you cry, feel your tears.
Yeah!
my love.